This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team. Hi, I'm Mark Griffiths, and this is The Lowdown, our regular podcast which talks about what we can expect to face tactically from our next opponents, although I accept more focused at Woking will be on the Wrexham dugout than the home one. Anyway, that's a different matter, maybe for a different podcast. Woking, oh, they're struggling. They are really struggling. They had good back-to-back wins against Chester and filed at home about a month ago and then drew at home to Boreham Wood. But those are isolated good results, really. They lost their last match at home last Saturday to Halifax 3-1. Looked uncomfortable. They play a 4-2-3-1 and they've done this all season, and it's a slightly lopsided one. They're two central midfielders. One will hold, the other won't. And it often seems to leave them open to be outnumbered. The player who maybe is best suited to that holding role, Ches Isaac, who is a proper, you know, in style, if not in quality, sort of Javier Mascherano sort of holding midfielder who's just totally disciplined and sits in there. He's out injured. They've had massive misfortune, of course, with injuries. Damon Lathrop had his career ended against Boreham with a horrible accidental leg break. And in their last match, Joey Jones, not that Joey Jones, who has been playing the holding midfield role, was taken off after 7 minutes with a concussion. So they've had to reorganise. They reorganised unsuccessfully against Halifax. Kane Ferdinand, cousin of Rio, is the sort of floating, more attacking midfielder. He was used in the holding role, didn't pick up properly, let Cossilo run off him for the second goal. The first goal, he failed really to take up the right position and therefore was caught out, came back and conceded an extremely harsh penalty. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in that area, whether Joey Jones is fit and able to play. It also, because they didn't really have a properly effective holding midfielder, stopped their fullbacks from getting forwards, especially Nathan Ralph on the left is good at that, but I think that inhibited him a little bit. Further up the pitch, they've got a big target man who wasn't available against Halifax, Theofopoulos, and he's going to be available tomorrow. The other striker, Greg O'Cox, who, despite his name, is Irish, is a decent forward, I think. Works extremely hard, runs the channels, makes good diagonal runs, very combative. I think the centre-backs know they've been in a real fight with him, although you'd certainly expect our centre-backs to dominate him in the air when they go along. With the target man back, it's possible they could play two up front and switch them over 4-4-2. The second line are quite decent. Banton on the left likes to cut in onto his right foot. They've got a young lad, Regan Charles Cook, on loan from Charlton, who plays in the hole, and he looks lively and neat and has good movement and is very tidy on the ball, very smooth running forwards. And he has his brother, Anthony Cook, on the right flank as well, who likes to go around the outside. So they have got some attacking options, to be fair. Trouble is, they concede too many goals. So it'll be an interesting test for Wrexham, but like I said at the start, maybe the major test for Wrexham is going to be psychological.
This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.